Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Circle Time. How's everyone doing? I hope whenever you're listening to this, you're doing well. And I'm so happy to be talking to you. And we have two very special guests today, a very special episode, because these were our first guests in the circle and we are coming back. We're doing a round two. Would you guys, I do love when my guests introduce themselves on the circle time. On circle time. I know how to talk. So do you want to like do the grand reveal?
Join in the circle. Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Remy. So happy to be back in the circle for the second time.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alicia. My favorite color as of lately has been like a sage green.
Oh. My favorite thing I did over summer break was I went to the beach.
Ooh. Okay. Love that. Thank you guys so much for volunteering that. I really appreciate it.
Your creativity is just great.
No, no one's ever just like just gone rogue like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just because we're so comfortable here. Second time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We love having you back. I'm so excited about this. First of all, if you're watching on video, you can see that we are not at our usual, we're not like in studio recording. We are actually at the Pretty Basic studio recording because I was just on Pretty Basic, Remy and Alicia's podcast, if you don't know. And now we're doing Circle Time here. So it's kind of like the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody mashed with, what's it called?
The Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
The way that I was going to say that. I felt that in my core.
That's what this is. Mm-hmm. That was always like so insane. Like when you saw Hannah walk into the Tipton.
Mind blowing. When in reality, it was probably the same studio that they
exactly.
were at every day.
I think it was it That So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana? Was it That's So Raven as well? Oh yes. My God.
Yes.
That was equivalent to Avengers Endgame. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think it might have been a little bit more exciting.
I so don't know what you're saying. It's insane.
You know what? Do you not watch any Marvel anything?
Not really.
Okay. I would say it's kind of equivalent to like the most recent Spider-Man where, spoiler alert, all the Spider-Mans were there.
Right.
We're
I
all
actually
three
did know that.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, we are. Which one am I?
You are very Tobey Maguire. I think because you look
okay,
like
okay, that's
him.
Fucking rude.
Wait, you look like, you've got blue eyes and dark hair.
I look like Tobey Maguire.
I said blue eyes and dark hair. That's all, that's the similar like characteristics.
That's worse than me saying, oh, you guys eat what hot people eat.
Yeah, so we're doing like a little swap here. So in order to hear exactly what we're talking about, I was talking about Cody and my TikTok, what hot people eat. And Alicia couldn't wrap her head around the fact that we were the hot people that were eating. She thought it was us eating what other hot people eat.
And I'm we were like the ugly people eating like what hot people were eating.
Oh my God. Ugly people. You use the phrase uggos, which I'm going to start using.
But no, and apparently I look like, so now I look like.
No, that you look. Okay, I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm never coming here again.
It's humbling.
It's the beautiful piercing blue eyes and the gorgeous dark hair. That's what it is. Truly.
The look.
Yeah, you watch the YouTube video to see the look I'm getting.
Because everybody, that is actually something I get all the time is like, oh, you look just like this person. I'm like, no, that person just has blue eyes and brown hair.
Oh my God.
Who do you get the most?
Like random people on TikTok. Like I'll get a lot of people will like comment in someone's comment section, be like, thought this was you. And I'm like, no.
I get that a lot. And I'm like, that's just an Asian girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not, we don't look alike.
Mm-mm.
We just have like similar characteristics.
It's there every once in a while. I will agree. I'm like, that does look like me.
Totally.
Or you get some that look really like you.
They're random.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I believe that there are doppelgangers out there.
Yeah.
No, we'll show you the one that for Halloween, it looked exactly like her.
All the comments. I thought this was Alicia.
But she wasn't even pretending to be Alicia. She was pretending to be Lizzie McGuire. But all the comments were like, that is Alicia.
Did you post that?
I probably reposted it.
Maybe I
She's
saw
in green.
It.
She was Isabella. All the comments were like,
I did see that.
I thought this was Alicia.
It was crazy.
We'll get some of like two best friends and they actually like look like us. Like, and it's funny.
That's like fun and funny. But sometimes I'm like, okay, I know someone who has brown hair and blue eyes. It's Megan Fox. And not one person has ever said, thought this was you.
That's
and
so
it's
funny.
Like, that's funny the way that works.
Yeah. I think that we need to address that.
What Spider-Man am I?
Yeah.
And then what are you?
I think you're Andrew Garfield.
Oh. That is so sweet.
I do love Andrew Garfield, which I will just take Tom Holland, which I love. But
I think you did that on purpose.
I did do that on purpose.
She was like,
I guess like there's only one left.
So let me think about that. I get to date Zendaya.
Yeah. Lucky you. I've never seen any of them. I've seen the Tobey Maguire one.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know,
twins.
I am him.
You have to support yourself.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I haven't seen any of the recent ones.
Really? You got to watch them.
You guys are Marvel. Is that, that's Marvel?
Yeah. Marvel, yes.
You're Marvel gals?
Not like big, but in COVID when we were in quarantine, I took it upon myself to watch them all in chronological order. And so now I do enjoy them.
Okay. Really
I feel good. Up to par with things. Yeah.
What's Groot?
Groot. I am Groot.
He's in
Guardians.
Guardians
He's
of the
a little
Galaxy.
Tree.
Yes. Is that Marvel?
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning so much.
No, I was exactly in your place like 4 years ago, truly.
I think I need to get into it.
Maybe on your maternity leave.
I have big plans. Like I'm going to watch all of Grey's Anatomy. Like I was kind of thinking about maybe dipping my toe into Harry Potter.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
You haven't done Harry Potter yet?
No.
Ooh.
I feel like we talked about this the first time we ever podcasted together.
That actually surprises me though.
That I've never seen it or that we talked about it already?
Both. But that you haven't seen Harry Potter.
I've seen the first one.
Okay. I mean, that
Had
was
enough.
Kind of,
yeah. You're good.
It was just like, okay. Like, remember, I think I told you guys, like, I liked when they were, like, getting ready for school. But I didn't care for, like, the wizardry.
Which is quite literally the whole thing.
Exactly. So I was like, this isn't for me.
Like, the beginning.
I like the back to school prep, and I don't care for the wizardry.
Literally me making back to school videos my whole career.
And I'm pretty sure that's what we said.
That makes sense. That tracks.
Do you ever want to get back into the back to school content?
You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
You should do like you should do one.
I was thinking like maybe I'm the principal or something, you know?
What would that content be?
No, I truly don't know because I truly don't know.
I mean, you could do like, oh my God, sorry. You could do like a back to school video.
You should just do a back to school haul.
No context.
Yeah, just do back to school haul.
Quite no context.
Yeah.
No, my God.
I think it would do well.
It would.
I think it would.
No,
I would love to watch it. And I love anything like
stationary.
Like I'm not going back to school. But if someone is like, this is what you should get when you're going back to school, I would watch the entire thing.
I would too.
And what does that mean?
I caught myself watching a vlog the other day of a woman packing her baby's diaper bag.
Yeah.
I got like 15 minutes in and I was like, wait.
Is that equivalent to
I think
the
now.
Back to school
but
hall?
I was so enthralled.
I think so.
It's incredibly interesting.
Like, it falls under like one, like watching something that has absolutely no, it does not apply to your life at all, but you are absolutely enthralled by the whole thing.
And you're like being prepped for something. Like back to school, you're getting ready for the school year.
Yeah.
And the excitement of the first day.
Right.
Just nostalgia.
Like, just like packing a baby bag.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something that we're seeing so much of online right now is just like so many different makeup trends. There's always something new that everybody's trying out. You know, like over summer, it was the strawberry or the tomato girl makeup. And now with fall, we're seeing like velvet lips and lots of earth tones, which by the way, I am loving because I love the fall earth tone makeup look. I just think it's so pretty. And while autumn leaves may be on their way out, there are still plenty of ways to cozy up your makeup look with Thrive Cosmetics. I know I've personally mentioned the Brilliant Eye Brightener Stick a bunch, and I still love to use that, but I also need to mention their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara again, because it's truly amazing. It literally lasts all day, no clumping, no smudging, no flaking, and I feel like when I use it, my lashes look like I have lash extensions on. When I don't, obviously, I'm not using any of that damaging eye glue or spending money at a salon. I'm just using that mascara. And it really just completes every look that I try to perfection. And as you know, I have just recently gotten into makeup and I wanted to find stuff that was easy to use and had amazing results. And Thrive is exactly that. But I also wanted to find stuff that was clean, like the products were clean. And that's Thrive. Thrive Cosmetics is certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. And if that wasn't enough, something else that just I think completely sets them apart that I really love about them is that the word cosmetics is spelled C-A-U-S-E for a reason. As part of their mission, every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive, such as those battling education, domestic abuse, cancer, social justice, and more. There are just so many reasons to love Thrive. I can't speak highly enough about it. You have to try for yourself. Cozy up your look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/circletime. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/circletime for 20% off your first order. I feel like during our story times, I get a lot of calls about life and kind of wanting people wanting to take control of their lives. And I'm always telling people to go for the scary thing. Try to do the thing that scares you and take that leap because you'll never know what could happen. And I'm speaking from personal experience because, as you know, my life completely changed for the better when I put myself out there online. And I just really want to encourage any of you circlers out there who are listening, who have a desire to maybe start a brand, sell a product, post content, or any other dream you're holding on to, whatever it is, just go for it. Because I could not have ever dreamed of my life turning out the way it did. And if I didn't go for it, I would have never experienced all of these amazing things and gotten to know you circlers, for example. But I will say that the one thing I know and I completely relate to and I really struggled with myself is how scary it is to start. That was the hardest part for me. But a service I love that was so helpful when I was starting out is Squarespace. They are so very beginner friendly and easy to use. Whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace makes it easy for you if you're just starting out. Like I felt like I had no idea even where to begin with all of this stuff, but they have features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can customize, update, make it your own. My personal few favorite features that I love to use are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all my content in one place. So it's just organized and right there. And the custom merch allows me to sell my merch to my beautiful audience. They just make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor you're starting. I couldn't recommend it more. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using codes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Circle time.
When did you both start making videos?
2012, I think, on the channel now. But I was making really embarrassing music videos in the eighth grade that are still on YouTube.
Oh my God, weren't we all? Oh, you were putting them up?
No, they're on YouTube. And I can't get them down because I don't remember what email is associated nor the password.
That's crazy. See, that's the issue with YouTube, is that like that stuff lives on there forever.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you are like, I got logged out of my Facebook and now it just kind of like doesn't really exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like, it doesn't, like I think it's, like, so inactive that it's not, like, it hasn't been touched in so many years that I don't think it, like, is up anymore.
Like, someone could not watch a YouTube video for 10 years, but it would still be available.
It's still there. Yeah. No, they're still up there. I have full singing covers on there, too.
Wait, you've never shown me these.
I'm not going to show you them.
I need the name.
Just singing with I believe I had a guitar. I don't know how to play guitar. Another one was a music video, like fully in my bedroom.
By yourself?
Dancing. Yeah, dancing in my backyard.
Wait, we have to.
No, I feel like we just like a little taste, if you wouldn't mind.
Would you like me to pull it up?
Yes.
Well, I don't want people to look it up after.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Do you want to sing something for us just like live right now?
No, I would actually like to not. Here
in case
is.
You did.
I've wanted this for years.
Here's a good one. Oh, here's me and my friend. 57 subscribers.
That's a lot.
Maybe we could cut the audio so that you can't. Oh.
I'm going to just ask if you could screen record this and send me a little clip for the people watching. Wait, let me see.
This is me and my friend.
It was so good.
Wait, no, it wasn't good.
Wait, what song is this?
Oh my God, I can't play it. I can't say it. They're going to look it up.
Hole Again by Play?
Hole Again by Play. Do you love Play? Are you a... Shut the fuck up.
My nose. I'm going to cry.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Stop.
Shut up. The way that I said, and you knew. Yeah.
No, because I heard like one little snippet and I was like, there's no way that that's Hole Again by Play. Wait, you liked Play?
Don't even get me started.
Don't get me started.
Do you have Playing Around the World, the DVD?
Duh.
Oh my God. I can't even discuss this. I bought it at Limited 2 as a child. I watched it every day of my life. And then I lost it. And I recently, in the past few years, bought it again. And I have the physical DVD.
Is that the first one?
Was there two?
Yeah.
This was the mall tour where they did like the kind of sad like mall performances.
And yes. Yeah. No,
we've all done something like that.
Haven't we all been there?
There's one where they like are actually like on tour.
Shut up. There's one. They're in the tour bus in the one that I have. Maybe this is the second one. They're in the tour bus. They show their bunks.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But they're like not opening for like the 18s.
Didn't miss that one, but don't even get me started on 18s or Jump 5.
No, I'm so sorry. We need to just like stick with Play for a second. For those of you who have no idea, aka the entire world,
yes.
Play is a Swedish girl group comprised, if you will, of four beautifully talented girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think they started when they were like 12.
You're so young. Rosie was so young.
Anna
was my favorite.
Anna was my favorite. And I still follow her on Instagram.
I like keep up with them. I look up Faye. How did you say Anaïs? I always said Anaïs.
Okay, yeah. Anaïs. So it's Anaïs, Faye, Rosie, and Anna.
Oh.
Well, you know them. They had their big song was, There Is No One
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Us Against the World.
Yes.
I was obsessed. obsessed.
Me too. I like that was I never was like I never had like a crush on a guy.
Really?
I was never like Justin Timberlake obsessed or like when I was younger, it was never I never had like a celebrity crush.
Okay.
I was just obsessed with Play.
They were like also they were big, but also like not like they're very niche.
Totally. Which is why I think like when you find someone else in the wild, like we just did that, like
the tingle that I feel. And Hooligan is like kind of a deep cut too.
Hooligan is so good. That's from their second album.
Yes.
And
looking back on when we first met. I learned to cry.
Yeah.
Not forget. Baby,
no, I would do the dances like the Cinderella. I don't want to be like Cinderella.
Fun fact. Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
If you will. Yeah. Well, see, Cheetah Girls, they kind of
they
took it.
Off.
They took
yes.
it.
Yes.
Wait, that was my favorite Cheetah Girl song.
Well, it was iconic.
Yeah. And but see, the thing is, when Cheetah Girls were doing it, I was like, I've seen it. I've seen it done because I've seen Play.
No, I can't do it better than the original.
Exactly. How did you find Play?
You know how on commercials they used to like promote CDs on on commercials?
Yes.
They had one for Play and something about it just like struck a chord with me. And I was like, Mom, I need this CD. And so we got it. And that was like the end for me.
Oh my God.
I had like a folder filled with Play stuff. And I would print all their lyrics out.
Stop.
I would print out pictures of them. Like I was obsessed with them. And one time I filmed a video and so funny, my brother still can like quote it. But I was filming videos too. I just wasn't posting them.
I'm sorry that we got on this from that question.
No, it's totally fine. But I filmed a video pretending to be them.
Did you like play all the
Each
characters?
Of them?
Yeah. Yes. And I was me interviewing them. And so I'd be like, what's your favorite color? And then I'd move to the side and go, purple.
Oh, wait, that's so like, good.
With their Swedish accents.
Yes, like trying to do a Swedish accent. And I knew so much about them.
I'm obsessed.
And so like, I went purple, panther, because that's like was someone's favorite animal. My brother like still goes purple.
Oh.
Like, so yeah, I was obsessed with Play.
Oh my God. I've done like a lot of, I was really into them, but it was like very hot and very, very fast because I was really into Jesse McCartney. So I like went over to that very quickly.
Also, do you remember when Play did with Chris from Dreamland?
I'm going to make you love me.
Yeah.
The way that my best friend from college and I quote, hey, Chris, all of the time.
That's so insane.
Well, Dream Street. Yes, that's what you
Dream
were going
Street,
to. Yes,
yes,
obviously that's where I found Jesse McCartney. And then
Chris and Jesse McCartney. Now, for all of you listening that have just genuinely no idea, Alicia included, as to what the hell is going on, I would just give it like a little...
Just a look-see-lo.
Just a little look, because it was such a big... I mean, I think like if you're wondering where I came from, you just should look at Play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because they changed my life.
I honestly feel that. I also have to say to rest in peace to Chris Truesdale.
What?
Yeah.
He died?
He passed away. I know. And then they did like a Dream Street reunion that was really sweet. Yeah. I know. The Dream Street.
I'm so sorry. Rest in peace.
Rest
Chris.
In peace. I know.
I'm so sorry for laughing. I just feel like this is going on like many different
this
directions.
This is like really just like pretty tumultuous. And
it's a lot of emotions.
There's a lot happening right now. I did not know Chris.
But really, yes. Rest in peace.
Oh my God.
Chris, yes.
Chris. Rest in peace.
I did love Play though. Yes, I did love the 18s. Did you? She was listening to Christian. My God, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was listening to Christian pop music though while we were listening to Play.
Stacey Orrico was the Christian Britney Spears.
Stacey Orrico?
Yeah.
Like stuck?
Yeah.
Jenna, you are. Jenna,
yeah.
Your mind is impressive.
I was obsessed
she was
with
a Christian.
So her first album was like under like Christian music. And then her second one wasn't. And a lot of people from the religious
community.
They were like, how could you
outraged.
Go to the secular world?
Oh,
you
no.
know what I mean?
Interesting. So were you like solely Christian music?
Oh no, I had every album. I had a poster.
Of Stacey or
yeah, of Stacey.
So when she made the jump to kind of more
Oh, I was there supporting her.
That's amazing.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so
that's
sweet.
Really sweet.
She needed that.
She did need that. She did her church
yep.
was mad.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know about hers, but I just
Well, if she was like a Christian,
mm-hmm.
then they were like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Now you're singing about boys. Like
yeah.
Why?
Oh. I'm not over talking about Play. Could you tell me your favorite song of Play? And then I'll be done, I promise.
Probably I Must Not Chase the Boys.
The way I was gonna bring that one up. The music video?
Yeah.
So Someone talking. Remember, like the ding.
Why can't ding. I see? Do you remember the? Sorry, I am so sorry. In the booth.
No one understands. I'm sorry.
No, I know when they're in the booth and she's like, I see
the run.
Yeah, the run. Why
Faye,
can't
the way
I
Faye
see?
Faye ate them all up. Also,
and then she left.
And then she left.
Faye ate them up, and then
she was full.
Dipped out,
and she left.
Which I'll never.
I'm so sorry. We're going to watch the DVD.
No.
It was giving girls' night in.
Truly, like, there are people listening to this who are also screaming, crying right now. I hope both of you know.
I hope so. Because I think, like, when that happens, when I'm listening to a podcast and someone says something like that, I didn't even know, like, that other people had that thought. Mm-hmm. It's so reassuring. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I feel like when I'm, like, podcasting, I'm just kind of, like, talking. And, like, I don't even know if people are agreeing with what I'm saying, but it's so nice when that happens. So I hope that one other person out there was a play girl.
Play girl.
What
play
were we girl. Called? I was gonna say, that was like before fandom names, huh? Players?
Yeah. I like players.
I like players.
Player.
I just also love how, you know, we've had a lot of guests and there's been plenty of times where I'm like, oh my God, Rem, this is your next co-host if I'm ever like out sick, out I like gone or whatever. I think you've officially earned the title
Do
of
you?
The unofficial guest.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Y'all could have a podcast.
We could talk about it. I could talk about it all day long with you.
I would love that. And I'm not going to let you guys forget that. So next time I see that there was like another co-host on, I will be calling.
Understood. Okay. Understood.
But wow, we can stop talking about
it
so now.
Sorry.
So you were you obsessed with anyone else besides Stacey or Rico?
Plus one.
They were also like, a Christian.
They were like, they were the Christian, like NSYNC.
What did plus one mean?
Plus one, like plus God. God.
I was thinking.
That's they were so hot.
Sweet.
They were so hot. You know their Christmas album. Their Christmas album slaps.
What? Really? Just a cover? It was a cover album?
No, yeah. There was like six songs. They had like one or two. You know it.
Okay.
You know it.
Okay.
I'll be in the Brea Mall and I'll be like, oh my God, plus one. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like to make a successful Christmas album is like all you need to do. I mean, like, look at Mariah.
Yo.
One song and one song only.
And she is like thriving. Did you see like the commercial of her?
Her thawing.
Being, like,
thawing.
Yeah. Her thawing.
Like, iconic.
No, she's so incredible.
I wish there was just like one thing that I came out for like once a year and everybody was like, fuck yeah.
One time,
and then I just leave again.
Dip.
This is all alleged, so please don't hold me against this. But at one point, I think Cal was doing this like random job where he went to Mariah Carey's house, but I don't think it was like her. I think she was renting the house or something during Christmas time.
Okay.
And I think they needed to move like a few Christmas trees around. So he went to go do this. This was like years ago. But they were like, shh, be quiet, because it was like the middle of the day, but they're like, be quiet, she's sleeping. And they're like, okay, like, be quiet. And when he got back, he's like, yeah, apparently, like, this is her time to literally thaw and come alive. So she has, like, a really weird sleep schedule during this time of year because she's doing so many interviews in, like, Japan or Korea or, like, anywhere, like, across the world where, like, she has to align her schedule. So she just, like, tailors her schedule to. And that might be completely fake, but that's what Cal told me.
That is so interesting. What was his job?
I think he just had to pick up a Christmas tree. And
okay,
move
like,
it somewhere.
Where was he work? Like, was he like a mover?
No, he was working at like a studio space. So maybe like they had borrowed it or something.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just so confused with his job.
To be honest, it could have been a one-off job to just move a Christmas tree too. I really don't know.
Right.
Could have not correlated at all.
That's crazy.
I believe it though. She does it for the craft.
And she should. I mean, she's performing at like the Hollywood Bowl.
Shut the fuck up. When?
We need to go, guys.
Like soon. I saw it when I was driving here because I like looked to see like who was playing and it was like Mariah's Carey's season.
So wait, good.
We have to go for Vlogmas.
The way she comes out for one month and should. 1 month only and then goes back into high. She's so Vlogmas.
She is so Vlogmas and like as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because it's not even an album. Like that's
it is one.
Is
song.
It a single?
I mean, maybe that could be wrong. Like there could be a full album, but I'm just saying like we're all thinking the same song here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to look up how much she makes every Christmas season. I've heard it's a lot.
I mean, I'm sure.
Also, didn't she re-record it more recently? Maybe that's so she can get more money.
The Justin Bieber remix.
Oh, maybe that.
3 million each holiday season just from the song.
Damn.
Wow. So that's like a month.
I was going to say that like covers her glam, I'm
sure. A month or two.
You know? She's like, I guess I'll do it. Like, wow.
I love her.
No, that's crazy. I mean, I think like I don't know. Anything like also, do you guys watch a lot of Hallmark movies?
Not really. I'm surprised you don't.
I know. I'm more of like, I think they're just a little too cheesy, but I like a Netflix Hollywood, like the Lindsay Lohan one last year.
That one was good. I was sad. It was for like that. So bad it was good.
No, it was good. No, and I loved Court Overstreet.
It was like so cheesy it was good.
I mean, I think that that's like the whole thing with all the holiday or the Hallmark movies. Like I watch all of them, but I'm like, it's so nice. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas time and it's just like, it's perfect.
Fall in love.
Maybe I will get into them. The Vanessa Hudgens ones were good as well.
I think if you like these ones, like you'll definitely like the Hallmark ones.
Okay.
You have to take them with a grain of salt. Like I'm not, this is the thing. I think so many times I like recommend movies and then I'm like, I know it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is going to win an Academy Award. You know what I mean? I'm just saying like you could enjoy it.
Hot take. I don't really like good movies.
Any movie that's like nominated for an Oscar, I'm like, I don't get it.
I'm sure they're like fantastic to people who love movies.
To, like people who have a brain.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I want to watch, I hate conflict. I like when, maybe that's why I need to watch Hallmark movies.
You would. And I'm just saying like me personally, I'm just like, sometimes the really good movies, I'm like, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
And if I look away for a second, I want to be able to look back and know what's going
Understand.
On.
I don't like feeling any sort of emotions other than happy. Like I don't like to feel sad or like nervous or just like scared of what's going to happen. Like I like to feel safe and I like to feel happy.
I totally understand that.
And it's true.
I agree. Except for the fact that I really actually do love the movie Midsommar or Midsommar.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's with Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but she looked gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous. Except there's every other emotion in that movie except for happy. Probably.
Oh, no. Okay. I won't be watching that one. Yeah.
I don't recommend it. So sometimes I'm like, what do you like? If you like that, but you also watch the Hallmark channel, like what is going on inside my brain?
Oh, range.
Range. I'll go with range. That. Yeah.
I've learned recently that I don't like suspenseful movies or anything that makes me feel sad because I will start and then I'll start to feel sad emotions or anything that's not happy. So I'll have to Google what's going to happen at the end and then I ruin it for myself. But then I don't have to feel that emotion. So I'm like, I'm really tapping out of that.
I actually totally understand that. Do you guys watch movies that you've watched before? Like, do you rewatch movies a
lot? To feel safe? Yes.
I just rewatch them because I already know what's going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
I just feel like I don't relate.
No play. No, you like
being
scared.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. It's just, I thought she was crazy sometimes because I was like, Remy, don't read the spoilers. Like, don't ruin it for yourself. But also, if I'm sad, I want to cry. So I'll watch a sad movie.
See, that I totally understand. Like, I think there's movies, there's just things I'll put on when I'm like, I know I need a good.
Like Pride and Prejudice.
Never seen it.
Oh my God, it's so good. You wouldn't like it? It's just long. It's so good.
Really?
Literally, did you watch the Barbie movie? Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a line in it. We're in the theater and it's like, depressed Barbie, blah, 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 and watches Pride and Prejudice. And I died laughing because my sister specifically will always watch Pride and Prejudice anytime she's like super sad. And we scream laughing because it's so niche, like literally the most niche thing ever about
her.
Right. And literally it was in the Barbie movie. And I was like, oh my God, someone else has this exact. It was funny.
It's a universal experience.
We were crying laughing.
I love when you feel seen. I know.
Wait, so then would that be your favorite? Like, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, what mood am I in? It depends.
Yeah.
It's
like such a tough question. Like the fact that I even asked it is kind of fucked up because I don't even know how I would answer it.
If I want to like laugh, I love like Bridesmaids or I love 22 Jump Street. I think it's so fucking funny and stupid, but like I love it.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That I think is like the only like
sequel
that is actually, because I loved 21 Jump Street, but 22 Jump Street is just as good.
It's so good.
And every time I would quote what I thought was 21 Jump Street, I was actually quoting 22.
Really?
Because that's the one where he's like, she died for her Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Yeah.
I was so finger popping each other's assholes.
That's my other favorite. Isn't that from 22?
That's, I think, the first one. I think it's at the end, I'm pretty sure, of 21, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Love that one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
The Prestige is a movie I love, or Inception. But those are more like deep thinker, you know, mystery figured out kind of stuff.
Right.
I also love anything Disney. Like Frozen, love. Okay, Monsters University, love.
Are you like a Pixar?
Yeah. Fan? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what's so good? Coco.
Ugh. So good.
That one's a crier. Like, I know I'll cry if I watch that one.
Remember me.
Yeah. Exactly. I sing that all the time. Remember me.
Couldn't have said it better myself, to be completely honest. It's so true.
It's so true.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, but honestly, though, that scene in Coco when he walks, I forget exactly. Does he walk through like a gate or he's going to like the town and it's that gorgeous view of like the whole city? Yeah. Blew me away.
It's amazing. All of the Pixar movies, like the animation and stuff, yeah, and just like the color, it's all so good.
I'm like,
so
how good. Do you make it? Like,
I know.
How do you make
what it? Was the movie? Was it Toy Story? There's one Pixar movie from like in a long time ago, like maybe 90s or early 2000s, where someone accidentally deleted the entire movie, but off of like the hard drive or something. They were working on it, completely deleted it. But luckily, one woman had left on maternity leave, so she took it home with her. And that's literally how the movie got saved.
What? I have to.
Yeah, I think it's Toy Story. So my favorite movies are Bride Wars.
Okay.
I love Bride Wars. I love Something. No, not Something Borrowed. I do like that one. Definitely Maybe.
And, oh, Definitely Maybe.
Wait, who's in that one?
Ryan Reynolds.
I love Fisher. The Proposal.
So good.
That's great. A really good one. I just great watched movie. That one.
So good.
Have you been like, does Bride Wars, now that you're planning a wedding, has it like, do you feel more connected to it?
Yes.
What Toy Story 2.
Toy Story, yes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
They were doing really a routine crazy. Spot of server cleaning when they accidentally put in a command to delete the root file of the movie. Toy Story 2. I can't talk.
It's okay.
Toy Story 2. So good.
I mean, Toy Story, every Toy Story is really good.
I think I've only seen the first one, but I got to watch them all. How many? No. There's four now? I know.
Is the fourth one like...
So good.
Is the fourth one... This is a spoiler.
I think the third one's better.
Is the fourth one the one where like he gives them away?
I think
no,
so.
No, I think it's the third
one. I've never no seen idea.
I think it's the third one. So. I think it's the third one. I thought it was
the fourth. If you told me to pick, I'd say four.
There's one that got me fucking
sobbing. Yeah. I think it's three.
Oh, Bride Wars. Yes. Since I watched it when I was like probably 12, I've always wanted a June wedding from that movie. So right now when I'm planning, I'm like, I want a June wedding.
Okay.
I didn't anticipate that like here it's hot in June and that was taking place in New York. So I might not be able to have a June wedding, but I really still want it.
So you're getting married here?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes. I think so. Honestly, I'm not quite sure. I met with the wedding planner and he was like, do you know what you want? I was like, no, anytime, anywhere.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Really? Okay, good.
It's just like, just less pressure.
Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes things are just out of your control, just in life. And it's like when you have such a strict plan of what you want, it just leads to like you being upset. Where it's like if you're just a little bit open to the idea of other things and like other things happening in your life that maybe you didn't expect to happen and like allowing those things to happen, it turns out better than you could have ever imagined.
It's so true. I know I need to do this my whole life, but specifically with the wedding, have like very low expectations and then I'll be happy with everything.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it's a very high expectation situation.
I think it's okay to have high expectations in general. And then, but like, know that like, I feel like what, I, like, it always just helps to be like, okay, this happened. It's not what I thought was going to happen, but it happened. And now like, we'll go with that.
Okay, I see. High expectations, like, but like be to able to roll off your back.
And yeah, go with something
yes,
else.
Like go with the flow.
I like that.
But like you could still want like the best for whatever you're doing, but just like know that something might change. Like something might come that changes that. And you might not understand why it happened in the moment, but then you'll look back and you'll be like, thank God that happened.
Yeah. Okay. Like be able to pivot.
Yeah.
And be okay with that. I actually really like that because that's kind of an issue that I have. I have high expectations of a lot of things and I do feel like most of the time I am let down. And then I more so focus on the fact that I'm let down versus then like letting it go or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
Great even, advice. I'm going to do that.
Even like Joe Volpis just got married and it happened to be the one day there was a hurricane in LA ever.
I remember
like,
that.
Like you can't plan that. No. You can't plan that.
That was insane.
And now it's like, now they just have something like to talk about.
A good wedding story. Yeah,
exactly. And it's like they still got married. Like, I think at the end of the day, I was kind of just like, either way, I'm still marrying Cody. Like,
love it.
Either way, like it'll still be fine. It's one day compared to the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, you're very right. Were you a bridezilla at all?
No, actually, I don't think so.
You're like, well, no one told me.
Yeah, no one said anything. But I feel like I got a couple like, you're chill.
Oh, that's I'd be so happy if I got that.
Yeah. And so I was like,
I won't be getting that.
She's like, all I want to be is chill.
No, you don't need to have it. Like, it's really one of those days where, like, you could be as uptight as you want.
Yeah.
You could be as chill as you want. No one can really say anything.
Yeah. You're so right. The one day I can do it.
It's your day.
Zero consequences.
The holidays are vastly approaching and I'm very excited. But one of my favorite things about the holidays is getting to give my loved ones gifts and spoil them. And something I always try to do is get something meaningful. You know, I'm really so into like a sentimental gift and something that makes like the people I love feel special and unique because I want it to represent our relationship, you know? And that is why I'm giving everyone I care about Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. And that is what I'm looking for. That's always what I'm looking for in a gift. Those are the kind of gifts I like to get. And those are the kind of gifts I like to receive. Basically, how it works is that every week, Storyworth emails your relative or your friend, whoever it is, thought-provoking questions of your choice from their pool of possible options. There's so many different prompts, and each unique prompt asks questions that you've never even thought to ask. Like, for example, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? And so they're asking your loved ones these questions. And then after a year, 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come, which is so amazing because I would have loved to read these answers from my grandma now that she's no longer here. And I just feel like it's so fun to have this to remember the people that we love. And I can show it to my kids and they can show it to their kids. And it's just so amazing. And reading the weekly stories will just help you feel so connected to your loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. I just think it's so amazing, and you'll learn so much about your family members that you maybe wouldn't have once known. With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/circletime and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/circletime to save $10 on your first purchase.
Are you excited to be married?
I'm very excited to be married. I feel like I just haven't even thought. I feel like I'm usually a really forward planner, but for some reason with this, I'm very in the moment. I haven't really thought about like anything outside or even like the thought of being married, but I think I'm more actually thinking about wanting kids one day. And yeah. I've always wanted to be in a traditional timeline of like engaged, married kids. So I feel very like open and kind of like whatever about the actual wedding itself. But I know that I want kids by a certain time. So that's more so where I'm like, oh, I need to get married by this time because I want kids.
That makes sense. I feel like I was a little bit similar.
Yeah.
How do you feel like is hearing about wedding planning, is it like stressing you out for your own wedding?
No.
Are you getting ideas?
No. I mean, I'm learning a lot in the sense of even changing your, I'm like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Even like with wedding planning. So that's been nice. Even because my sister's not married and we only have my immediate family here. So I never really grew up watching how to go about it. So like right. This has just been interesting. But I feel like, I think I'm so not there.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even picture my wedding.
Right.
Which is crazy.
Are you dating?
Not really.
Do you have any desire?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you know anyone, let me know. Yeah. But like, oh my God. I feel like I have so much therapy issues I need to work through before I have a ring.
Do you think like, are you like open to like apps and stuff or no?
Yes. I did just cancel some of my subscriptions because I was like, why am I paying money for this? Like, why am I paying money? And I'm not even like actively trying.
Right.
But yeah, I am. I think my anxiety will get in my head where I'm like, oh my God, are they going to murder me? Or like, how do I actually know if this is their Instagram or like this photo doesn't look like them? Like I can spiral that way.
Yeah.
So I prefer for it to be like a mutual friend situation or like at a wedding or something.
Yeah.
But Cal doesn't have many friends who he would suggest for me.
I know.
I was like, you can't think of one.
I know. Well, they're already like married themselves.
Sad.
It's so tricky. It's like, it's hard when it's because I feel like when I'm trying to set someone up with someone, sometimes I have these like grand ideas in my head, but then I'm like, what if it goes wrong?
And then
I'm in the middle of these two people who I really like it needs to happen where like I invited my friend Alicia and then my other friend is here. You didn't mention to either one of them that you want to set them up, and then they just think it was like natural.
Yeah, and then at the wedding you give a speech and you're like, surprise, bitches.
I knew this the whole time.
Yes.
Because like, beautiful. I feel like when you try to set people up, it always kind of ends up biting you in the ass.
Yeah.
Unless you get married.
And it really is a lot of pressure, because if it doesn't, or if it's like similar circles or like something like that, you're just like, okay, I don't, like, what if it's bad? Or like,
right.
You're like, well, like, you're like, he's a good guy, but like, I know him through my boyfriend or my husband who, right. Like, of course he's a good guy to me, but like, I don't know how, you know.
Totally. Like, you don't know how he would treat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
but you would prefer like a mutual friend.
I would prefer that, but I'm very open to apps because, I mean, Rem met Cal on an app. My sister met her boyfriend on an app. They're both like obviously happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm totally not opposed to it. I feel like that's the biggest thing. I just need to actually try, but I'm so big on personality. And if I just vibe with someone, like I could easily like, which this is a problem sometimes, but if someone walks in the room, like just off of like energy, I can tell if I'm going to vibe with them or not.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's hard, obviously, over apps. And then it's like, how do I not talk about what I do? But then also what I do is like a huge part of my life. And I don't want to just like, but also the right person wouldn't fucking care and it'd be fine. You know what I mean?
Has it been like a weird thing to try to explain like this life to people who don't work in it?
Yes. Years ago. Now everyone knows what an influencer is. So I feel like that kind of makes it easier, but then also I'm just so much more aware of like, oh, like, do you actually like me for me? Or like, is it just because,
yeah,
like you think I'm someone, I don't know.
Right.
Like I'm really such a nerd when you get to know me.
I mean, like that, I feel like a lot of time, well, in most occasions, like anyone that I meet that's like a quote unquote influencer is like such a normal person. And they just like have an idea of what you think they would be like because of what they do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's so many people that I have on the podcast and like my friends will just be like, how were they? And I'm like, oh, they're normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think that you get an idea of what someone's going to be like because of how you see them online. And I think that's why podcasting is actually so nice, because it's like so much more long form.
Yeah.
And like you get to know people's
quirks and every little thing.
Yes. And so I feel like for you guys, especially being podcast queens,
thank you so much.
It's true. I mean, like, you guys are amazing at it. And so I feel like it's probably so nice for people to like see, just it's easier for someone to be like, what does she do? And then look that up and be like, oh, she's like funny and cool and pretty and like normal.
I mean, we've both had instances though where like the guy listens to a pod and I'm like, you listen to 40 minutes? Like, now I'm overthinking everything we're saying. Like, what?
Okay, but you could also flip it in the sense where like, okay, you already know. You already know me now.
Yeah.
That is true.
And I mean, I lied. I would date and I would lie.
Really?
I'd be like, what do you do? I'd be like, I work in marketing.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm just an accountant.
I didn't want people to look it up beforehand or have any like preconceived notions. Granted, I was also dating when I was making like expectations versus reality videos or like for her when like we were dating at the same time, she had like a lot of Schoolisha videos up. So she was like, I don't want them to go to my channel and like,
oh see my God, Schoolisha. I was so embarrassed. Yeah. I literally was like, I will not date because I'm like embarrassed by this.
Really?
For now, I'm not embarrassed by it whatsoever. But even, I was going to look it up, but whatever. But there was even this one guy, like, he, like, matched with me. And then we're, like, talking a little bit. It's fine. Kind of interested. Like, would go on a date. And then my Instagram is linked on this one because it has to be. But then soon later, I don't reply. And he's like, oh, my God. Like, I know you have followers. And that's not why I'm talking to you. And da da da. And, like, goes off. And then, like, like 8 times texts me, like, at different times. Like, even last night, another one. He was just, like, just trying one more time. I'm like, you're psycho. Oh, like, this scares me.
Yeah, that's
but also, like, ugh. Like, obviously, it's not everyone, but still.
It's tricky. Because, like, you don't want, I don't know. And it's just a tricky world to be in general. And then to bring someone else into it and not know why they want to be there, if they want to be there. Because it could be, like, a little overwhelming for someone. Like, how was it for Cal when he...
Oh my God.
When we first started dating,
I think he was really cool. I remember our first date ever. He was like, I think I'm gonna make a podcast with my friend. And I was like, cool, I have a podcast with my friend. He was like, no way. And then when he like looked up Pretty Basic, he was like, oh shit, you like have a podcast with your friend.
You're like actually doing
this. Is a real podcast. Yeah. Not that his wasn't. Shout out Fish Burrito, rest in peace.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
It was right. But he definitely, he's always been really good. I think that he definitely struggles with a bit of, and he'd be cool with me talking about this, just like imposter syndrome sometimes around like our groups of friends and things, because obviously everybody kind of like already knows what we already know what we're doing in life and like our careers. We have kind of all that stuff figured out for right now. And I think for him, and similarly with like a lot of my other friends, which the thing is their path is a lot more conventional and normal for our age,
right?
Don't necessarily have it as figured out. So yeah. He definitely feels like, oh shoot, like, you know, it just like kind of makes him feel, the feelings are amplified of like, I don't know what I'm doing, but all these people do.
Right.
But like also all of our friends are so supportive and we're always talking to him like, you're going to figure it out. Like you're already like on a path.
Yeah.
Stick with this, like trying to be supportive. But I also totally understand it's got to be hard sometimes.
For sure. And it's also like, I think so many times now with like, it's so easy to get caught up in like, I should be doing this by this because this person mm-hmm. did it.
Yeah.
And like, whereas like, it's actually so normal to like not have shit figured out. Mm-hmm. And it's okay that you don't. Like, I think a lot of the times it just feels like it's not okay because other people around you might have something figured out. But also like, it's all fleeting, you know, like it's our like, what if YouTube goes away? Like, mm-hmm. what if podcasting is not a thing? You never really know what's going to happen. And it's the same with any job for the most part, besides yeah. like teachers and doctors and stuff like that. But I think it's like, and it's just, it's really easy to just like fall into like comparing yourself, seeing someone else, seeing like what someone's doing and then just thinking that you're not doing enough, but you totally are. And it's like, okay that you're not,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
And it's okay that you don't really know, but I totally understand. Like I, like imposter syndrome is real.
Oh yeah.
Like I feel it all the time.
Same.
And so I totally get it. Was he freaked out by like the publicity of it all?
What would you say he was?
I feel like you guys are such a good balance because I feel like you were more like, oh, let's do this together. Let's do this together. And he, I feel like, has always appreciated the relationship more than other of my friends' exes who were just like, start a pod together, or start a channel together, or like right. do all these things like right off the bat. So right. I feel like that's one thing like he's always really respected.
Oh yeah. Like you. One of our first dates ever, I brought him to a Spider-Man premiere and I knew because he was like a super big Marvel guy.
Aww. Wait. I'm so sorry. We've said this so many times. I'm pretty basic, but literally the first, like I'm like, Remy, you can't bring him to like this huge Marvel
like
premiere,
world
like
premiere.
World premiere. Right. And then she's like, oh, but I was like, you know what? Do you, it's fine. She like texts him, hey, are you free on Tuesday? I was like, don't say what it's for because like.
This was our like second date.
Second okay. date, right? I was okay. like, just see if he's free. He's like, oh, I work, but like, why, what's up? So then she's like, says like, oh, I have tickets to, if you want to come with me to my date to the Spider-Man Far From Home.
Whatever the second one
that one.
Okay.
He's like, oh shit, I have work. And then she's like, oh, he has work anyways. He can't come. And I was like, give it 10 minutes. Just right. 10 minutes.
Okay.
4 minutes later, hey, I got someone to cover my shift. And I was like, yes.
He loves movies. And so I remember sweet. I took him and that was the first time that you met him. And like everybody was meeting him for the first time. And I think it was his first time ever being like on a carpet too.
Also, she's literally posing for the photographers and he's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Fucking nuts.
It was really
that's
sweet.
Gotta be crazy.
It was so sweet. He was just so cute. And what I loved is our publicist was there and I didn't notice because obviously I was like doing stuff, but my publicist came up after and was like, I really like him. And I was like, oh cool, how come? And he was like, when I started going and taking photos, he came up to our publicist and was like, hey, is it okay if I go around the back, like behind everything to go around?
Little things like that.
Yeah, and yeah. So he's like, I like him. I think he's a good guy. I was like, okay, good. I'm glad.
Anyone else would be like, yeah, right. there with you.
Yeah, right. So he's like, he's been really cool with everything. He definitely has his boundaries with like not wanting to be on camera or things when he feels like not being on camera. Most right. of the time he's very like, okay, like I'm down. But I'm always like, you don't have to, it's okay. And he's like, no, I'm totally good with it. Yeah. Also, everybody loves him.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with him.
He's a great guy.
It's crazy. Like yeah. I've never seen a hate comment for Cal ever. Me, not so much, but they love
funny.
Him. And he's just super nice and super sweet. And he's like molded very nice, or I guess like, I don't know, grown into it very nicely. Has his boundaries, is respectful. I dated so many, like went on so many dates with guys that were so condescending about what I did
yeah.
or like where I lived or the car that I drove. And it was right. like one of those things where they'd say something and I'd be like, ha. And then when I'd leave, I'd be like, wait, did they mean that? Like in like, yeah, a really joking. Like, yeah, like a weird way.
Right.
And he's been nothing but ever so supportive and just like proud of me.
That's amazing.
Thank
and
you.
It's so nice to find that it's because it is it's just tricky.
It's
weird,
rare.
It's a very weird world. And I think like it's just nice when you kind of can let the guard down a little bit and like just like bring someone into that world. But it is like such a balance of like making sure that they're okay with it all. Like I remember when when I first started dating Cody, he was like making YouTube videos, and it was like when he first started out on YouTube, and he was like, do you want to be in this video with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I don't know. Like, sounds fun. And we were walking home from dinner, and we were like going to film, I think like the next day. And we made a plan. He was like, okay, we'll film tomorrow. And I was like, okay, cool. And we're walking home, and like, we're like kind of in silence. And he was like, just so you know, like people are kind of mean sometimes online, and like, it's not you. Like, I just want you to be ready for like someone to say something that might like feel hurtful, but like they don't, they're stupid. Like he like really was like trying to prepare
protect
me.
You
yeah. And was like, and I was like, I was like, I don't care. Yeah. But like, I was like, now that I look back on it, I'm like, that's really sweet.
That's
that he
so
was like,
sweet.
Before we do this, it can be a scary place. And I was like, that's really nice.
I love that he was like probably thinking about it for a while too.
Like, oh, like, do I say sure. something? Do I not?
Because he like asked me to be in the video, and I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't care. And then, but like, and it was nice. And I was like, yeah, I still, I mean, it's fine. Like, I know it'll be fine. And, but it was like, it's scary to like bring someone into it.
For sure.
Because you feel responsible.
I feel like I didn't even take that into account before I started. Apparently on this podcast, I used to be like, oh, when I get a boyfriend, I'm never going to show his face ever on camera. And
really?
Then now we're like, juicy truth or drink. But I think that's so sweet. And I think I've been very lucky that everyone's really nice to him. But yeah. I think very early on, if they weren't nice, he would not be online. I would protect
him. Also, you didn't. It was a very slow, I feel like, you mentioned his name for like a few months, and then you would show him a little bit, and then it was never like overnight you guys did content. Like,
yeah. Right. And we'd never have like a couples channel. Like, I know that's not what we want.
Right.
Even in like the thick of COVID, when I needed an editor and he's really good at editing, I was like, can I hire you to just do my videos? He was like, no. He's like, I love you, but I just like don't want to mix those worlds. And I was like,
that
I
makes sense.
Appreciate
You're like,
that.
Yeah. Fuck, but actually, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I will find someone else then.
Yeah.
So, and like, honestly, I think that it's really worked out for us.
That's great. Do you think you'll mention, like, when you start dating someone, how do you think you'll do it?
I mean, same exact situation. I've preached so many times, I'm like, oh my God, I literally, like, I only want a guy who's blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to whatever.
Doesn't have an Instagram.
And now I always said I would never be a family vlogger. And it's easy to say when you're young and partying, but when I'm right. like, well, I guess I vlog my life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Totally.
Yeah, I think more than anything, I just want my content to stay about me in the same situation, honestly, where it's not like, I don't know. I've just seen so many friends go through horrible like breakups publicly online and it's hard. And you introduce someone to them, it almost feels like they feel almost broken up with too, or like if just like Taylor and Travis, like you feel like you're like, was there lies or like were we told the audience is so I feel like I just never want to put anyone in that type of situation where they're like, but again, it's my life. So I'm like, well, and I'm seeing that with my sister too, because she doesn't really show her boyfriend, but you know, she's like, okay, well, I mean, if we're going to get married, like if we're thinking next steps, like, do I never show you? Do I never like,
exactly.
And I know it's obviously different for everyone. So
it's hard to balance.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like you want to show your life. You don't want to hurt your audience if that person leaves, but like also it's also almost like it's okay because then they'll see that like it's okay if somebody leaves. Do you know what I mean? And so like, it's nice to see like real things happen, I think, to people online, because a lot of times it's so calculated and so like only happy that like it's okay sometimes to be like upset online or like show that you're going through a breakup or whatever it is. Like, I think sometimes people kind of like take it a little bit too far.
Yeah.
But like, it's reassuring, I think, for people to see like, oh, this person also went through a breakup or is also going through a breakup and is coming out the other side.
For sure.
Literally the other day I was hiking with a friend and we were talking about Travis and Taylor and we're like, dude, imagine if they got married and like he ever cheated on her or something. Like, imagine the Swifties.
Oh my God.
Like, imagine.
Pitchforks. No, you can't. I can't.
Like, no, like that, you would be the most hated person in the world.
I know, but like, I'm wondering, like, would we even know? Like, I don't think we'd know what actually happened.
Unless she wrote a song about it and then people like, code it.
Yeah, but like, that's all speculation.
That's true. That's true.
Like, unless she came out and was like, go get this man, he cheated on me.
She has an army and she knows it.
I mean, she easily could do that.
She could.
She is so classy. The way that I would handle my fucking breakup if I was her.
No,
same.
Like, I would be like, get them, guys. Like,
sick them.
Yeah, I'm like, not going to name names.
Leashes
but...
off. Let the dogs loose.
I would do the exact same thing. She really is very classy.
Like, she,
very mature.
It, yes. I mean, luckily, it's her and not us.
Yeah.
Because I can't, I'm not that mature.
Mm-mm, me either.
Damn.
Maybe, actually, sometimes I'm like, maybe I am. I could have said other stuff. I could say things, you know, and I don't.
Are you like for maturity or scared of lawsuits? Because a lot of mine is lawsuits.
I actually never once considered a lawsuit.
New fear
really?
Unlocked.
I almost did a story time forever ago, which I'm like, will this get me into a lawsuit?
It's so good.
I almost did a story time forever ago.
Okay.
I can't say about what.
Do you want to do like a little tid, like a little?
What can I, how much can I say?
Allegedly, I have a friend who was in a situation.
Allegedly, yes. Yes, it's I know all this girl.
Alleged. No, you can, if you say allegedly.
Well, I'll just say, I never got confirmation. I really don't know.
This is all alleged.
This is all alleged. Allegedly, I never got confirmation. And allegedly, this, I don't even know if this really happened, but when I lived in college, a lot of my stuff went missing. And I wasn't sure. I still to this day don't know like where it went or who stole it. But I just had a lot of stuff going missing. And I had an inkling of like who it might have been. Again, never confirmed, but I wanted to do a story time because it was like a really crazy story.
Really?
And I filmed the whole thing. And
she got a camera, like a camera to.
Oh, I like, yeah, I had a full like baby camera, baby monitor in my room. Like it was like a wild thing.
Okay.
And
did it catch anything ever?
No, because my dorm didn't have Wi-Fi, so okay. I couldn't hook it up.
Oh,
I only had Ethernet. For some reason. So I couldn't hook it up. And I didn't try that hard, honestly. I also just thought the thought of a camera would like scare them
someone,
away.
Yeah.
No, shit kept going missing.
Okay.
But I made a full story time and I sent it to my lawyer and I was like, can I post this? And she came back, no. Because allegedly, and I'm not a lawyer, if you say something about someone online or wherever and people can use deductive reasoning and figure out who it is from it,
okay,
you can get a slap to the lawsuit. So that never went up.
There'd be is no this grounds get me in for trouble a lawsuit now? Anyway. Wait,
that's crazy. I didn't actually know that.
That was a long time ago. And again, I never found out who. And I think that's the thing too. I didn't have any evidence and like I could be wrong. So that's why it would have been bad to do.
Even better for no grounds for a lawsuit.
No grounds for a lawsuit?
They would have no grounds for a lawsuit.
Oh, if I...
That's true. If you have no idea.
Allegedly.
You just also change the name.
That is so interesting. So you never got your stuff back?
Never got my stuff back. Lots of money, lots of makeup, lots of clothes, like a lot of like a lot of shit.
That happened to my friend one time.
Really? Can you tell us about it?
One time she like saw a person wearing her own shorts.
Stop!
No, another friend.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's like,
wearing the stuff that she once had.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, I have the same thing.
That's crazy of your friend.
Oh.
We could hear that. I'm not gonna say it out. You whispered directly in your microphone.
I did. You're so right. Cut that. I can't get a lawsuit. Anyways, so I am scared of lawsuits for sure.
You're fine.
I've actually never thought about a lot. I should.
So you're just naturally mature. What's it like to be better than everyone else?
Oh, God, it's hard.
And so
sometimes.
Hot.
Yeah. Don't even start with me now, please. I'm not falling for that. I think I'm more just like, I don't want to deal. Like, I want to say something and then have everyone like ignore the fact that I said it. I don't want to say something and then just deal with talking about it over and over again.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I don't want to get into it.
I think that's smart. I really do.
And I also like don't want to see someone again and then be like, you talked about me.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. No, you're really mature.
Am I? Or am I just like,
you're
I don't want to deal with it.
You're a mother.
Mature.
It's true.
Lazy, same thing.
Either way. Yeah.
Either way,
I'm definitely lazy.
Maybe it's a mix of both.
I'm 100% lazy. So maybe I'm just like,
I feel like it's too much work.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with it afterwards. Like, was
repercussions.
It worth it?
Yes,
I don't
want
to deal with the repercussions.
Or getting spun a little bit. And you're like, that's not what I meant.
Exactly.
You know?
And then I'm going to have to like make like a video like clarifying. Mm-hmm. Have you guys like, I guess this is kind of like speaking of drama, but like not really. But since you guys work so closely together and you're like best friends, have you ever like fought?
Well, we're not best friends. So
okay.
It's all fake.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Actually, is it?
Is it, are we really best friends?
You're like, so you lie to everyone?
I have to be honest. Are you guys best friends?
No,
I did
a very important business meeting recently and the guy was like, I have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a very prestigious meeting. I was like, yes, of course. are you and your podcast host really best friends?
It's honestly a good question because I think like there are times when people actually aren't and people just think that they are.
Yeah.
Because you work with them so much.
Yes, we are best friends, I would say.
I actually did know that because I've hung out with you guys. Like we went, like we've gone and like eaten together.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like we like volunteered to hang out.
I know.
So
with our own free time, yes.
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 And so I feel like that kind of showed me that you did enjoy each other's company.
You're like, oh my God, they're actually friends.
Yeah, du moi. Spot it.
Yes, I mean, we do fight. But I will say we've gotten like-
We've gotten really good at communicating because we both- Literally, even 2 years ago, like sucked at communicating separately and together. And I feel like now we always say like our friendship's above anything with the podcast. So like,
that's good.
Like truly, if we get like a really cool opportunity and I really want to do it and she doesn't, like we'll just be like, okay, we both aren't aligned. Or like times where we know one of us needs to like compromise a little bit for the other. Like, but also we're just, I feel like we're very protective over our friendship because we do share everything. So we're like, is this even worth like, any drama it could cause or whatever the case is.
Right.
There was even like a money thing recently where she called in like technically legally if I wanted to be like, well, I should get a percentage of that or whatever. But I was like, oh my God, no, like that's your thing. Take it. You know what I mean? So I feel like knock on wood, we've been great.
No, we have. You guys, I mean, I feel like I can sense that. Like I get that energy from you guys. So, but it's interesting because you work so closely together and I feel like a lot of times those relationships it could just end really poorly.
Oh my God,
for sure. I think honestly, working together has been a blessing because there are a lot of things that like we bring up with each other. Like, hey, like when you said this, like it affected me this way or vice versa or anything like that, that if the podcast didn't exist, I actually don't think we'd even like make a thing. But because obviously this is like a reoccurring thing. And again, also because we care about our friendship so much, it's kind of like, well, we have to fix that. Otherwise, like, resentment's gonna build or something's gonna happen.
Right.
Even high stakes with like, if we're recording and we're both off or on, just in a bad mood, like it's really like a relationship where you're like, oh, like they're in a bad mood and they said something that whatever. Like, I feel like a lot of it's those types of talks where we're just like, I don't know. I feel like we're also so aware we're gonna be in each other's lives forever. Like it's, or maybe not forever, but like for a damn near long time. You know what I mean?
Forever.
Forever. BFFF.
How did you say that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why did she say that?
I don't know.
I didn't want to like jinx it.
That's crazy that you said maybe not forever.
She consciously thought that and said it out loud.
It's okay. She's just being real.
She's being relatable. Best friends forever.
It's true though. I get that.
So I feel like, I don't know. We've both had friendships that like in the past didn't work out. And I think we've learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
So I think if we were to meet 5 years earlier and started this earlier, I don't think we would have like made it out.
You know, it's so interesting. I was thinking about this recently. Like, I feel like so many friendships that I've made later in life are just like you said, like if we met 5 years earlier, it wouldn't have worked. Like it's so similar to like romantic relationships in the sense where like you need to like know, like you need to know so much more about yourself before you can have a friendship that actually could get to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And like people just don't realize that a lot of times with friendships. It's just like, well, we've been friends forever. So like we should.
You think you have like to keep still, it going.
Mm-hmm. You know? And so I think like, but when you've learned so much more about yourself and you've grown in those, whatever, like if it's 5 years, say like you've grown so much, you learned so much about yourself and what you want, your friendships will be even stronger.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know? And I think it's like adult friendships are like so scary to make, but there's so much potential for like amazing things to happen because you know yourself even more.
Yeah. And like what you need or what you want or even just how you deal with things.
Exactly.
And to have like deeper conversations and I don't know.
I think also as we're getting older and having less and less time for friend time and you know like having kids one day or getting into relationships or things like that. I think it is like so good to focus on the people that bring you joy and that you feel like genuinely happy to be around.
For sure.
I've had a lot of people in my life that I love as people, but we're not meant to be friends continuing on.
Yeah.
Just because like we weren't serving each other anymore. And I feel like I used to like drag people throughout the rest of my life. Cause I'm like, well, we've been friends for so long, X amount of years.
Right.
But if we're not serving each other and we're not happy, then like, why not end it on a good note and like mutually respectful note than have it be like a big thing.
Right. And also like, you never know who could come back. Like,
I feel like
there is instances where I'm like, oh, we're not friends anymore. And then like recently it's like, oh, I think we are. Like, and then you reach out again or like something happens and you talk for a second, you're like, wait, this could work again.
Yeah, even like, a new common interest. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And like, you just, you're like, I feel like such a, I'm such a different version of myself than the, than like a, my 22-year-old self.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, if I stop being friends with someone back then, now I have such a different idea of who I am, and, or like just a more solid idea of who, it's not so much an idea anymore. It's just like, this is who I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm more comfortable with that, and I'm more confident in that. And so like, I'm able to like revisit that friendship and be like, I'm down.
This is what I can bring to the table.
Yeah. 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 I love that.
And it's like not, I think it's like, friendship breakups aren't always like, they don't need to be like romantic. Like some do need to be like, you guys just should not, like, that's not a good person for you to hang out with.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like you grow apart and you could find your way back together.
I always, like, we've talked about this before, but when you think of, if I was dating a guy and I tell you like, oh yeah, it didn't work out, we broke up, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, but like, good for you. But if it was a friendship thing, it feels like it's so much more drama of like,
for sure,
what the hell? When in reality, it's all just relationships, you know?
Exactly.
And it's fine to be like, you know, like, we tried, we were butting heads, like it just wasn't, well, we weren't vibing, you know? And it doesn't need to be this like, oh my God, what was the tea or drama? Even it's though we not, love the drama sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not, it's actually like, that's never really.
Yeah, but the same way that you would treat it as a random guy I'd be dating.
A 3-month
you know what I mean?
Breakup.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Just like, okay, it didn't work out.
Yeah, if you're like, he's just not the one. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Same with friends.
Yeah. And it's, but it's like, I think it just sometimes just gets so much more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. And it really just doesn't need to be.
Doesn't need to be.
And there's just like, yeah, it's just all circumstance. A lot of times when you're younger, it's like you're just in the same place at the same time. Like, not even like same place of life. Like, you're literally like
at the same school.
At the same school.
Same, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Literally, you deciding what school you want to put your son in. Like,
yeah.
Like, those are going to be his friends, you know?
It's crazy. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually never thought about it that way. You're so right.
It's so true. But it's like, he's going to find, like, If I try to like control, like micromanage everything like that, then I'm like, he's gonna like resent me.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah,
I have to kind of be like, this is where I'm choosing to send you to school. I can't tell you who not to be friends with.
Yeah.
You will learn.
Yeah.
Have but you, like, you have to like give up that like control to like let your kid like learn for themselves.
Not a helicopter mom.
I've been on that side of TikTok, which I'll just forward to you if you're not on, because clearly I have no reason for it right now. But it's like what questions you should actually ask your kids after school.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's
and I was
so
like,
interesting.
Because my mom would always be like, oh, what'd you do today? That's like always the go-to. And it's like,
what'd
nothing,
you
whatever. But it was like, these are questions you should ask because it requires them to like tell you more and like actually, it was actually really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to see.
It's like, who'd you play with and stuff,
right? Yeah, like you can find out way more about them and their lives.
Their, like, yeah, their interests and their friends and
versus
all of those
like,
things.
How was
cute. Yeah, I love that. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's definitely like a lot to think about in that sense. But
like, I'll get there in a few years when he can talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got a couple years.
I got a lot more to figure out first.
one step at a time. But it's just funny because it's like when you are a child, you think like, my parents have everything all figured out.
Yes.
We talk about that a lot here.
But like, they don't. Like, it's everybody's first time doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
It's so crazy. Life is crazy.
It's actually insane. And like, it's crazy because like every year when I get older, I'm like, oh, I thought by the time I was this age, I would be feeling like this. And I still feel like I'm 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in so many instances. And so I feel like it just like allows for so much more like understanding and like acceptance of your parents, I feel like, or your just family or your siblings or whatever it is. You're like, oh, you didn't know everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that I like expected you to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it like with a certain like, yeah, I'm like responsible for someone else. And like, I have to look out for him. But like, it's all of our first times like going through life. And we're just kind of like trying to do it. You
Even
know?
Like when you were a child and you'd be playing and the parents would be like talking about their boring whatever parent stuff. Like now, one, knowing what those conversations were.
Totally.
Insane.
Yeah.
Two, thinking that you were hiding and they had no idea where you were. When like you were literally like so
always.
Obvious.
Yes.
Yes. So different.
Or the when I didn't want to walk in, so I'd pretend to sleep in the car to be carried inside.
Oh my God, I did that all the time.
Oh yes.
My God. And one time I sneezed.
I would still do that if I could.
I would too, honestly. I do that honestly on the couch.
You yeah. Can.
Yeah. Carry me.
I there's just like so many things that, and then like you'll say something to your parents and you'll be like, did you know that I actually did this? And they're like, oh yeah. I know.
Right?
I'd be like, you let me win. I thought I was winning every race.
Totally. Yeah. Or just whatever it is. And they're like, I knew that the whole time. I just wanted you to like.
That's like, it's so cute. Cute.
I know. It's sweet. But.
You guys seriously are going to be the best parents.
You're going to be a great parent too.
Oh my God.
We're all going to be good parents one day.
And we'll have circle time. Someday I just realized, I think this is our first baby we've had on Pretty Basic.
Really?
Oh my God.
That's really sweet.
Oh, we're not even on Pretty Basic right now. We're on Circle Time. Like, sorry, I forgot.
We were also on Pretty Basic.
Yes, oh my yes. God. What an honor.
I can't wait to tell him that one day. His first podcast. Well, it's not his first podcast.
Oh, yes.
But it's
his first time being on
Pretty
Basic. His
first Pretty Basic.
Yes.
Which is like really just as special.
It really is very special.
What time are we at?
73.
Okay.
Play took up about 30 minutes.
That's
about.
I true. Love it.
I have one more thing I want to do with
okay.
you guys.
Okay.
Because we do the journal time here on Circle Time.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
So we find, I have like questions for kids and you get to choose one and
yes.
answer. But I have like a book of questions now.
Oh, my goodness.
And so you guys have to decide. You have to pick a date.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
And I will ask you the question from that date.
Okay, you pick the month and I'll pick the day.
Oh, that's a really good idea. See, teamwork. They work so well together.
Teamwork.
I'm feeling so much pressure.
One in 12, silence. Babe. 1 in 12. Come on.
What month?
March.
March.
March 23rd.
Beautiful. March 23rd. Let's see what the question
How
is.
How fun.
Okay, here
How
we go.
How long it took to pick a month.
I know, I was like.
That was tough. Honestly, when you were thinking of a number, I was like 45th. That's not a number in the months. Okay, what act of kindness could you offer today?
Oh, I love that.
Oh my goodness.
You guys did already buy me lunch. So I think that was really nice.
Another one. We'll carry you to your car.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you want us to.
I don't want that.
We're like, 1, 2, 3.
What are you doing? Like holding my top and my, like one's holding my legs and one's holding my arms.
I would have done
Can
it.
Can you imagine?
I would have done it.
And I appreciate that.
And I do appreciate
and
that.
And I appreciate that.
Ooh.
It's a tough question.
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind is my sister's very clean and she loves cleaning and I don't. And I'm like, oh, I feel like tonight when I get home, I could like take the extra time to like pick up and like clean up for her.
That's because, nice. Like, that's a really
do the
good
dishes
one.
Or,
that's
like,
really good.
She'd be so happy.
You could easily do that.
Yeah, I could. No, I can.
Mine would be, act of kindness. I'm like trying to think of what's on my schedule tonight. The house is clean, so I can't do that. I could, did you drive here? I could drive Alicia home.
Oh my God.
That would be really sweet.
You could carry me home.
I'll carry you
That's
home.
Perfect.
Wait, I love that.
Okay, I hope you guys actually do them.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to.
I'll take
and
you.
And I'll. Oh my God, please.
Okay, I will.
Yay. Okay, everybody at home, you have to do an act of kindness also.
Yes. Comment below your act of kindness.
Yeah, tell us what you're doing.
Listen to play. That's your act of kindness.
For the world.
Exactly.
Give them streams.
Make
they
the world
need it.
A better place and listen to play. Okay, well, thank you both so much for coming back on and revisiting us at Circle Time. Would you like to tell the Circlers where they can find you if they don't already know?
Go ahead.
Hey, Circlers. So happy to be here. Thank you for having us. Don't forget to subscribe to both of us because we are, I was going to say doing Vlogmas, but I don't know when this is coming out. So maybe we're in Vlogmas.
It's before.
Oh my God.
I think.
Vlogmas.
Stunning.
Pretty sure.
Alicia Marie Vlogs for the vlogs and Alicia Marie. Obviously, the podcast Pretty Basic. Go listen to the last episode we did with Kelsey.
Yes.
That's about it.
I am Miss Remy Ashton on Instagram and TikTok and Rem Life on YouTube. What?
I was going to say soon to be Mrs.
Soon to be Mrs. Yeah. Remy Ashton. And yes, Cooking with Remy as well, please.
Cooking with Remy. Go subscribe.
Yes. Oh, so good. Okay. Well, thank you guys. I
of
love
course.
You very much.
Anytime.
And thank you all for listening. Love you all. See you next time.
Bye, Circlers.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.